quarterback situation. Saw Taylor take a lot of reps. Saw Trevor take none. What's the verdict there? Is there one yet?
Yeah, we're moving forward with 15 and 14.
Okay. What are you seeing out of seven right now that leads you to make that decision?
For a number of different reasons. We're not getting the play that we need from the quarterback position, and it's not just him. Anytime you're 2-6, it's everybody. But we just feel that right now those guys give us the best combination, you know, to be able to move the ball down the field, get in rhythm, do some things.
It was a different scenario for Taylor to come off the bench. What did you see?
Yeah, you know, as soon as they put him in, when you're down two touchdowns, three touchdowns, it becomes a one-sided game because you got to throw it to get back in it. And that, against a defense like that, they can pin their ears back. And you know, but he got in there and made some nice throws, got a couple completions, and then that's when they started bringing a ton of pressure. And we need to be better at handling zero blitz.
The optimism on day one, the start of the week, when you're in your situation that you are, does it get harder, or do you still sense that there's that enthusiasm and optimism from this group that, you know, that's going to carry them towards Friday?
You know, I think anytime you lose four in a row, it's hard. It's hard to, you know, for the players. But at the end of the day, we've got some great leaders that are saying, hey, we got six left, and you don't know how this thing's going to turn out. You know, I think I mentioned this last week. Wilder talked about his experience in Toronto and 2-7 coming back, and it's, you know, some other guys chimed in. We were 2-8, and we, you know, got into the playoffs. And so the leaders take over, you know, during these times, because I think the young guys, for them, it's hard. It's also that point for the Americans that are up here without families, you know, losing. You know, I think all those things weigh down on guys, and that's just the nature of it. But there's got to be some resolve to do our jobs better.
Okay, thank you.
You said 15 and 14. Is Trevor going to dress? Or?
Yeah, right now the plan is 15 and 14, and, you know, that's the way we're moving, you know, for this week.
How difficult of a decision is that to make?
It's really tough, especially as much as I care about Trevor, the relationship that goes back years. It's not an easy decision, but at this point, it's a team decision in terms of we have to put the needs of the team first, aside from my feelings for him and my relationship with him.
We've all talked, we've all said the phase, this team is talent-wise is better than its record shows, and I think everyone agrees that. How can you explain it? Obviously not an easy question, and then how do you get it to the same level?
Yeah, Morley, I've gone back, you know, over and over again. There's some games that were just aberrations, like the first one, games that we didn't get the productivity from the quarterback position that we needed, games that we didn't generate turnovers, games that when we turned the ball over, they were points the other way. So I think it's never one particular thing. I think when you truly look back, it's a number of different things. But our challenge right now is creating enough of belief and resolve in one another. We can look each other in the eye and say, I did, you know, my job to the best of my ability. And if we can all look each other in the eye and say that, then it'll get straightened out. But I think that's really the line right now is, did I do the job? Did I play the play to the best of my ability? Did I coach to the best of my ability? Did I teach it to the best of my ability?
That's
where we're at moving forward.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey.
What did you like about that combination of Cornelius and Prukop that we saw a little bit earlier on this season?
Yeah, I think it's a good question. They're both extremely mobile. Okay, they can extend plays. They're a little faster, you know, on the perimeter, so that you can do a few more things, you know, to utilize their skill set in that regard. But I think their mobility, their ability to navigate the pocket, obviously they both have strong arms. But I think it's really that. It's their ability to move, handle the RPO game, those types of things.
Making a switch like this, as difficult as it is, especially with so much of the season left, Jamie, some fans are going to look at this and maybe think the Elks are running up the white flag on the season. What do you say to that?
Yeah, not at all. I think that it's exactly the opposite. Through eight games, we're 2-6. And, again, it's never anybody's one person's fault, but we're 2-6, and we need a spark, and we need to be able to do some things with that we feel those two guys can do.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.